Parkinson's is an incurable neurodegenerative disease, a disease that causes damage to the central nervous system. In Canada, there are 100,000 people with it. There are around 6,600 new cases every year. In Quebec, we have approximately 23,500 cases. My guest today is Christine Hodge. She knows a lot about Parkinson's. She's had it for 5 years. So welcome, Christine, and thank you very much for sharing your story with CJMQ.
Oh, you're welcome, Maureen.
I understand that Parkinson's occurs in a body that is lacking something. I have heard of something called dopamine. Does this have anything to do with Parkinson's?
Yes, actually it does. A lack of dopamine does. A healthy body makes a constant supply of dopamine, and dopamine is a neurotransmitter. Your body makes it, and your nervous system uses it to send messages between nerve cells. When those messages are disrupted through a lack of dopamine, this increases loss of control over motor functions, and then you get symptoms like Parkinson's.
Where does dopamine come from, Christine?
Well, your body makes it. Your body gets it from foods like almonds, bananas, avocados, beans, especially fava beans, also fish, chicken, bok choy, kale, spinach. When you exercise, your body makes dopamine, and it's a feel-good chemical. And that's how people get hooked on exercise. If you're a chocoholic, just looking at chocolate can release a dopamine rush.
Okay, gets funny. If your body is not making enough dopamine, what can be done about it besides getting it from foods?
Well, when you have Parkinson's, you take medication. I'm on a medication called Levocarb. And Levocarb is a combination of two medicines, levodopa and carbidopa. And these medicines are replacement agents, and they supply my body with the dopamine it needs. These medicines relieve the symptoms of Parkinson's, but they do not slow down the progression of the disease.
Is there anything that can slow down the progression of Parkinson's disease?
Yes, exercise, diet, and supplements.
What kinds of exercise, Christine?
Well, the exercises would be Parkinson's-specific exercises and boxing.
Okay, what is the difference between Parkinson's-specific exercises and other exercises, though?
Parkinson's-specific exercises work more than one group of muscles at the same time. The exercises include a lot of movement, change of direction, front and back, sideways, up and down, and at the same time working on the brain, retraining the brain so you have more normal movement.
Can you give me an example of a Parkinson's-specific exercise?
Sure. Picture this. You might be marching in place, and you're told to keep marching, and then start moving your right arm from your shoulder up to the ceiling and back, and then add the left arm, swinging it in and out towards your body, and to top it all off, say the alphabet backwards while doing all of the above.
That sounds pretty difficult. I don't think many people could do all that.
Well, as you can imagine, at this point, there's a lot of laughing.
I imagine. What about boxing? Now, why boxing?
Well, when boxing, again, you're working out the body and the brain. You're constantly moving side to side and back and forth, and you're switching from one side of the body to another. Switching directions, this can be very difficult for people with Parkinson's. Some of us lose the ability to walk backwards or just back up. I love walking, but walking's not PD-specific unless you add a pair of Nordic poles. Then it is. This is one change I'm going to make this year. I'm going to start walking with poles.
Now, you mentioned diet. What are there things you should eat and things you shouldn't?
Yes. Boxing for Health recommends going on a no-dairy, no-gluten, and no-sugar diet.
I think I know why the sugar, but why no dairy and gluten?
Well, I guess the easy explanation is of all of the above cause inflammation in our bodies. And in this state, we are more prone to come down with cancers and neurological problems and a whole long list of other conditions. Also, it's good to eat plenty of fruit and vegetables, but you have to limit your protein.
Why the protein?
When protein is eaten at the same time as you take your meds, it cancels out the effectiveness of the medication. when we take our PD meds, we should wait at least 45 minutes to let them take effect. The medication does cause nausea and dizziness in a lot of us. So if you can't take it on an empty stomach, you have a cracker or something like that, but no protein.
Now, did you find changing your diet difficult?
No, actually, I had already given up dairy and gluten due to sensitivities, so it was just the sugar. But never being a big sugar eater, it really wasn't difficult for me at all.
Okay, and the last thing on your list is supplements.
People with Parkinson's tend to be depleted of certain vitamins in our bodies, so we have to supplement.
What are you lacking?
Well, I take vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin B12, omega-3s, and magnesium. And magnesium, that's a big one for me.
Well, what does magnesium do for you?
Well, magnesium stops muscle cramping, and these can be debilitating and very painful. Magnesium calms me down. It's helped for people with depression, anxiety, a long list of benefits. We are almost all lacking it. So you get a blood test from your doctor, and you have them test you for levels of the vitamins to see what you're lacking. And you will feel better once you supplement them.
Okay, now I read your article in the Record, very well written, and thank you for that. And that was quite an eye-opener. I had no idea that there were so many people with Parkinson's around and so much detail about the disease. What made you decide to come forth with your story?
Well, my husband John and I were talking about how my health is so much better since I joined Boxing for Health.
And what kind of changes have you seen?
Well, before Boxing for Health, my days were two kinds. I had a down day, and that meant upon rising in the morning, I would immediately feel nausea and dizzy, and I'd eat a little something, and I'd have to go lay down for the rest of the day. The second kind of day, well, a little better. At least I was more mobile, but I would save those days for when I had something special to do. But good days were far and few between. I had way more bad days than good days at that point.
What other symptoms were you dealing with?
I had muscle weakness on my right side, and when I walked, my right foot sometimes would drop down as I would step forward, causing me to trip. I couldn't hold a pen. Writing was almost impossible. I had numbness in the tip of my fingers and my right hand, causing me to drop things. And when I picked things up, I constantly had to remind myself to hold it so I didn't drop it. I also had a bad brain fog. I felt confused and tired and had a hard time following conversations at times. And oh yes, I had nightmares as well.
Really scary nightmares?
Yes, but I can tell you I never remember them. As I'm dreaming, my body's acting out the movements in the nightmare. So this can be very dangerous for people lying next to me. One night, I hit John really hard in the back. Thank goodness he wasn't facing me. I would have hit him right in the face.
Now, that's really interesting. Kind of dangerous, too, whoever's around you.
Kind of, yeah.
So we mentioned you have had Parkinson's for 5 years.
I was officially diagnosed with Parkinson's 5 years ago in 2018. I had symptoms 9 years ago, but I was told at that time that it was an essential tremor. And it took me 4 years before I needed to go back and see the neurologist again.
So when did you start taking medication for Parkinson's disease?
Well, I started in 2018, and I was put on medication then. And then every 6 months after that, my meds were increased, which is bad news. Increasing meds only signals one thing, and that's the disease itself is progressing.
So when was your last increase in medication?
The last increase was March 2022. The beginning of April of that year, I was on Facebook, and I typed in Parkinson's, and up popped an ad for a gym in Ottawa called Boxing for Health. And as I said in my article, I felt like I won the lottery. I had found what I was looking for.
What exactly were you looking for?
I was looking for someone to help me fight this disease, someone to educate me so I could help myself.
So what was your next step?
I contacted Boxing for Health by email, and I asked all kinds of questions. And they said the owner, Christine Seabe, would phone me and explain all about her gym and what they had to offer.
So she really is hands-on with her business.
Oh, absolutely. She's never too busy to answer questions. She welcomes them. Christine Seabee makes a very good first impression. You immediately sense that she has confidence that she can help you. And she knows everything there is to know about this disease, and she's anxious to share that knowledge.
So Boxing for Health isn't just a gym. What does it have to offer?
Well, Christine developed a program called Pathways to Empowerment.
What kinds of topics do you cover?
We talk about stress, sleep, balance, exercise, nutrition, supplements, and voice. They offer voice lessons as well.
Voice lessons? Like singing?
Yes, like singing. A Parkinson's affects everything in the body, including my swallowing reflexes and my vocal cords. With the proper exercises, you can improve both these functions.
How does the program work?
Well, it's offered in 10 modules, and you're given access to the course outline. And every week, you read a module, and then every Tuesday, Christine has a Zoom session with us. We discuss what we read, and we talk about it. And she answers any questions we have. When you're finished the program, you have a load of information to refer back to. You have been given tips and tricks and practical information how to handle your disease.
How often do you exercise?
I do about 5 times a week with the gym, and the other 2 days I get some form of exercise. With a disease like Parkinson's, you ideally need to keep moving. You can take days off exercising, but you have to remember that Parkinson's doesn't. It just keeps going.
Can you give us a bit of background on the owner of Boxing for Health?
Yeah, I can. Christine worked as a massage therapist at a neuro clinic that specialized in Parkinson's. She is a therapist, a personal trainer, a nutritionist, and she's trained in the martial arts.
So how did she get started with her gym?
In 2016, she opened her first gym and she ran it out of her garage. Her business grew as the need for it grew. With 10,000 people in Ottawa with Parkinson's, where she is, there is definitely a need for Boxing for Health. She now has 3 locations in Ottawa, 1 in Florida and 1 in New Brunswick.
That's interesting. Now, I'm going to ask you, are there any kinds of services or any kinds of gyms, etc., in the Eastern Townships and who actually give something in English?
Well, that's the problem right there. Yes, we do have a Quebec Parkinson's, but they don't offer anything in English. I approached them probably a year after I was diagnosed, and I couldn't get anybody to talk to me in English, unfortunately. And there is a gym in Sherbrooke that teaches boxing for people with Parkinson's, but it does not offer all the things that Christine does at her gym.
Okay.
They just simply show you how to work out. So yes, I was looking for something in my own language for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, are there different levels of exercising at Boxing for Health?
Oh yes, there's a champion level. That's for people who have mobility problems. And the more intense fighter class, I'm in the fighter class. We really work hard.
Has Boxing for Health always offered an online exercise class?
No, actually, this is one good thing that came out of COVID for me. COVID hit and the gym went online.
Very lucky for you, though.
Like I said in my article, when I found it, I felt like I had won the lottery.
Mm-hmm. So your anniversary with Boxing for Health is April 11th, 1 year
that's
since
right.
You started to take charge of your life, of your health.
Yep, that's right.
And how is your health right now, Christine?
Well, my foot doesn't drop anymore when I walk. My arms and legs are stronger. I walk more normal. I'm relaxed. I don't even think about walking anymore. I just do it. My posture's better. My brain fog is gone. And no more nightmares. I also have all the feeling back in my fingertips. I can now hold a pen and write again. And that's something. And that's from all the hand exercises we do.
That's amazing. Totally amazing. Do you have any final words, Christine?
I hope by talking about this, I have inspired somebody to fight back. Don't just accept the disease and let it progress. Don't just wait and see what comes next. Literally fight back. If you have access to a computer and the internet, you can join our Boxing for Health family. Just be clear, we connect through Zoom. The class is totally interactive. you talk to your instructors, you see them and they see you, and you see all the other fellow exercisers in your group. We have a lot of fun in our classes. And I want to extend a big thank you to my instructors. Actually, I call them cheerleaders because that's what they do. I want to give a thanks to Jules and Carla and Jen. I look forward to seeing your smiling faces every day, girls. And a big thank you to you, Christine Seeby, and all you've done for people with Parkinson's. You truly change lives, and you give hope to people who are in a hopeless situation.
Mm-hmm. What do you foresee in the future?
Well, this last year has been a really good one for me, and I intend to keep taking care of this body of mine. I will continue to fight back with the help of my Boxing for Health family. I'm trying something new right now. It's a new technology, and I will try it for several months before I say anything, but maybe you and I can talk about it later this year.
Oh, for sure. We'd love to contact you again. Well, that's wonderful, Christine. I'm very happy for you. Keep us posted on everything, too.
Well, I want to thank you, Maureen, and CJMQ for giving me the opportunity to share knowledge with all of you. If any of you join my fighter class, look for me. Let me know I helped inspire you.
Well, that's fantastic. I'm really happy for you because Parkinson's disease, it sounds like it's a very complicated disease, and I'm sure that there's a lot of people in the townships that have it, and hopefully they will feel more at ease to come forward. And is there anything that, if they want to get involved in the gym, what should they type in?
Oh, they just need to go online. Mm-hmm. You can type in Boxing for Health and the websites will come up. You can also access it through Facebook. And that's pretty much it. You'll find it. It's there. Oh, you can also check it out on YouTube and you can see Christine show some of the exercises.
Okay, that's really great. Well, thanks very much, Christine.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Christine. Have a good evening.